You know, it's National One-Hit Wonder Day, and my producer, Frank, immediately said, you got to play the letter, the box tops. That's a one-hit wonder. There you go, Frank. Your choice. Thank you so much. I'm open to any other suggestions. 1-877-300-7275. I know my next guest is hoping to be anything but a one-hit wonder. It's Mayor Chad Baczynski. Good morning, Mayor. You're not even through your first term yet, are you?
No, in November.
November.
Yeah.
Well, look, you've been pretty busy this week, that's for sure. So let's dive into some of this here. The Safe Spaces Law, the council just opted into. Is that going to help make downtown safer?
So ultimately, it gives additional tools to our police service to confiscate weapons, you know, such as knives, bear spray, without actually laying a criminal charge. So it's another tool in the toolbox in an instance where police use discretion every day, but when there's things that are dangerous potentially to the public, and there's a concern for public safety, it gives them a tool to do that.
Okay. And I know also this lead pipe replacement program has been something that for some might be a bit of a financial barrier. So are you changing something there to assist, or what's happening here?
Yeah, there is actually a number of changes. For example, removing the threshold for income level for tax exemption for the 10-year financing is one example. But we had a number of great examples where administration was working to remove some of those barriers to make sure that folks have the capability of having safe drinking water and safe water while we work through the remaining few lead service connections.
You were telling me not long ago, too, that actually some of the connections were not, you didn't need to replace them anyhow, right? You were discovering at least some pipes were not lead. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a target. I think it was 220 connections a year. So we are well on track there, and we do. So we have to validate, because some of these pipes are so old that we don't have the data to know 100% for sure if it's a lead connection or not. So there have been instances, we have the data on that, where we've actually hydrovac open a line, and we're able to validate that we in fact did not need to replace that line. It was not in fact a lead connection. And so we're able to validate that, record that, and then move on to the next site where we need to make sure that that is the case.
Good when that happens, I'm sure. Hey, lots of conversation this week, Mayor, about the CFL rule changes. And to a degree, this is something the city is going to have to be concerned about in the long run too, right? Because, well, first, Mosaic Stadium, moving the uprights, a new turf to accommodate new lines. Whose tab is this all going to be when we get there?
That is a great question. I would say it's pretty early days for the city. We just heard about this as well. So it's something we'll work closely, with our partners, obviously work closely with the riders and all of the sports organizations to understand what that impact is. And ultimately the city will have to understand fully what kind of impact we're talking about for the field that we maintain and control.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, that sounds like a mayor response, but like, let's get your opinion on this, because you have kids and you know what it's like. You've got to be a little concerned too that high school sports, Rams, Thunder, who won't be playing the same game, will suffer, won't they, by not using Mosaic altogether? Or would you find a way to move uprights back and forth, maybe avoid stitched in lines in a future turf for Mosaic Stadium? Your thoughts?
I think, you know, it's a fair point. I completely agree. I mean, as someone with kids and I believe incredibly in the importance of sports and that, we will work to find a way to make sure that, our fields and that are conducive to making sure our youth are able to continue to participate in the sports that they love. So we will work together and we will figure out a way to make sure that, we are still enjoying the sports that we love.
All right. Do you think they've taken the Canadian out of the game? What's your opinion?
I'm not sure. Like I said, it's kind of early days, and I'm hearing a lot of different opinions, and kind of the pros and the cons of what others are expressing. So, it's something I probably have to chew on a little bit more.
Okay.
Like I said, it's kind of early days for me.
Really quick, Mayor. How about a quick construction update? Dewdney revitalization. What's the latest there?
Yeah, there's a lot of great posts I've seen going around on the installation of a lot of the pavers in that. It's looking absolutely incredible down Dewdney. We are getting, on the home stretch there, which is fantastic. We know that up to Rose Street, 11th Avenue is now open, and they're moving quickly down that way. So, things are progressing quite well right now.
What's happening right across the street with the yards? I'm hearing rumors that it could be going up for tender sometime soon. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that is the intention, is that we are working, and the city is doing a great job working quickly to make sure that we want to make sure we move in lockstep with the fact that we're revitalizing Dewdney, and there's such great things happening there, and we want to carry the momentum forward. So the intention is to go out in relatively short order here to start to look at what that looks like in the yard space.
Mayor Chapuscinski, I'm out of time. Thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Greg.
National One Hit Wonder Day. I think, would this qualify, Kevin Martelli? This is your pick, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Blind Melon?
Never
No Rain?
Another? Yeah.
I can't think of, off the top of my head, any other Blind Melon songs. Okay. I don't think anybody can.
All right. Thank you for your suggestion. I'm taking suggestions for One Hit Wonder Day and also What You Love About Fall to win free tickets to Bryan Adams. I have a couple of Peril Award after eight. Lots of great comments, Kevin, about what they love about fall coming in. And Wayne, he says, you know what? As a welder, the greatest part of fall is the cooler temperatures. He must have been sweating a little yesterday at 31 degrees.
Yeah.
A lot of people suggesting the leaves changing colors. Dave said the smell, the color changing, and it's just a beautiful landscape. That's one thing. You go either the Coppell Valley, where I was last weekend, or the Lumsden nearby. It's a pretty sight.
Hey, what about this
okay.
for fall?
You can't win the tickets,
fall.
But I'll listen.
Construction ending. The construction season wrapping up.
Well, you just heard the mayor. He's, Dewdney revitalization.
Are they going to finish it? Do you think they're going to finish it this year, or is it going to go into another year?
Well, I don't know. I think they're close.
I drive by there most days, and I think, okay, here we go. I mean, October, you never know what October will bring.
It's an aggravation not only for you, from an observational standpoint there, but also local businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
Who I'm sure have been affected by this. But
sure.
In fact, I just got a text here from Tony. Had wanted me to ask the mayor. Sorry, Tony, I missed this, but she's aggravated by road restrictions on McCarthy. It's been forever.
Yes, I know exactly, Tony, where you're talking about. McCarthy, I try to avoid that now because there was a stretch, and I thought, what kind of major work are they doing? They had a giant hole dug there. It's probably still there, a big giant tube running a good stretch of McCarthy, and it was down to one lane and slower there it's been like that for the entire summer, it feels
like. Yeah, and how much longer? That's the question. Yeah. But the other big topic right now among sports fans, the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays, yes, we are getting into postseason baseball here coming up in probably a little over a week. This is the last week of the regular season. Tickets for the Blue Jays postseason games, Greg, they go on sale at 8 this morning. And I know last time the Blue Jays made the playoffs in previous years, I've had friends from Alberta go to Toronto, see a game. They're usually a pretty hot item this time of year. The funny thing is the seeds aren't determined yet, as I'm talking about in sports this morning. And so you don't actually know the dates or how many home games the Blue Jays will play. Right. But for a lot of people, probably won't matter.
All right. Last night, Highway 39, a stretch of it was closed. What was happening?
Yeah, well, in a way, we don't really know. All we know is that from police, this was somehow related to the investigation of the shooting death of Tanya Myers, the 44-year-old woman who was just driving, a passenger. She was driving somebody else, and all of a sudden a bullet hit her, it's believed, and killed her. And so Mounties are still working on what exactly happened. And so the answers we're trying to get this morning is, what were they doing there? They had a stretch of road around Weyburn on Highway 39 closed for several hours yesterday afternoon. It has since reopened, so drivers don't have to worry about that. But as far as the answers, what were they doing? Have they made any progress in finding who's responsible for this? We're still waiting on that.
And RCMP also concerned about some misinformation that's circulating online regarding this story too, of which I know you'll cover in just a few moments. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58. Well, keep your text coming, 1-877-300-7275. We got a pair of free tickets. No, I got a couple of pairs of free tickets to Bryan Adams. A nearly sold-out concert Sunday at the Brand Center. Tell me what you love about fall, along with your first and last name, 1-877-300-7275. I got a candy said I love sweater weather, so that's what I love about fall. You're in the draw now. Thank you so much. Sheila said fall's a great time of the year. All the beautiful colors of the Lumsden Valley are one of my favorite tours. So 1-877-300-7275. I'll make the draw for those Bryan Adams tickets after the 8 o'clock news. Everyone who throws me a text gets in on the draw. Visiting now with Lance Donison, the executive director for the Regina Warehouse District, has a little more firsthand knowledge of the ongoing Dewdney Revitalization Project. Welcome to the show, Lance. Nice to have you here again.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
The mayor on the show a short time ago suggested it's closer than ever to being complete, Dewdney Avenue. How's it look to you?
Yeah, I heard his comments. I think he's exactly right. It's moving along in the right direction. It's great to see the asphalt going down, all the surface work starting to be completed. The underground work is all done. So now we just got to get the roads down and the sidewalks down, the pavers, and get it open and do our best to continue to help support these businesses along Dewdney Avenue that have been so patient and worked so hard to survive this.
They have been patient. It has affected their businesses. Have we lost any due to slower pedestrian traffic?
Well, I'm not sure we've lost any, but I think we have to be realistic and say that we're close to that. They've been struggling. Certainly the traffic is obviously down to being non-existent. We've done our best to try to get the message out that Dewdney Avenue has and continues to remain completely open to pedestrians, and there's lots of free parking in the yard to come down and support those businesses. Some of the businesses have been really creative in doing things on social media, trying to make sure that their customers and their patrons understand that they're open. But look, it's tough when you can't drive down and park in front or park that close to a business. They're looking forward to having this project done and opening things up and getting back to normal, and in fact, better than normal.
All right. Do we have a date then when we're going to be driving through that street again?
Yeah, I don't think we have an exact date. I think everybody that's been through a home renovation knows how it goes in trying to nail a contractor down to an exact date for the job to be done. But
not yet.
It's close. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where we're not open in the fall. There may be some finishing touches left to finish, like installing a tree or a paver or two or something like that. But for the most part, and the most important part, is that Dewdney Avenue should be open to traffic and to pedestrians as well.
Lance Donison from Regina Warehouse District. Previously, you and I have talked on this show about the vision of the rail yards right across the street there. Somehow, perhaps one day connecting downtown Regina to across the rail yards, over to Dewdney, some walkway or path. How far away are we from making something happen in the yards?
Well, look, I think everyone understands that the main reason that we did the project along Dewdney was to put in the infrastructure to be able to develop the yards. And that is a huge, exciting, maybe the most exciting opportunity Regina's had in many, many years to develop this. And we are close. We've been working with the city to develop a fair and open process to evaluate developers and what they'd like to see in the yards. And I think we're very close to taking that process to market in the next short while.
So potentially, could there be offers to build a new arena?
You know, Greg, I'm not sure exactly what's going to be out there. I think we heard from Mr. Semple and his team about the possibility of a baseball diamond going there. But we want to make sure that this goes to market, that we see what else is out there, that we have a fair, open, and competitive process, and we come up with the best solution for the yards, because we only get one shot at this, so we want to make sure we do it right.
All right, so the tender process is going to be pretty transparent. We'll know in real time what's going on. Is that your plan?
I think that's the plan. Look, it's going to be run by the city and ultimately decided by city council, but as the Regina Warehouse Business Improvement District, we're going to do our best to try to influence the process and make sure that we're advocating for our you know, 700 businesses in the district, and making sure that it's complementary to the rest of the district and in line with the Warehouse District's vision plan.
Okay. I think
the Warehouse District is it's a unique character, and we want to make sure that that remains.
I got about 30 seconds. In the meantime, can anything be done in that space, say, for next summer, Lance?
Yeah, I think we've come up with some good ideas that we can keep the momentum going while the development is happening. We've got some ideas around temporary use, using some of the materials that are around. I can't exactly say what that's going to be, but I think we're going to have something exciting, something for families and kids and young people to be able to enjoy throughout the summer, starting in the spring.
Okay. Lance, I appreciate your update. Thank you so much for your time and effort.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Raise a little hell. Is he coming back hot? Is he coming back angry?
Not at all.
I'm
just happy to be back chatting with you, buddy. How are you?
It's nice to have you back. Yeah, Brent Lokes was filling in nicely for you, but you were busy back at the farm, sitting in the grain truck, I guess.
Huh? That's right. We were working on canola pretty much the whole time I was out there. And dusty and happy to be back.
Yesterday, you must have had the windows rolled up and the air on. It was 31 degrees.
Sadly, the air doesn't work great in the grain truck, but the windows do. So the windows down, the breeze blowing through. All in all, it was fine.
Well, I saw you shared a video. You're in the grain truck with an assistant there.
Right, an assistant. She likes to think of herself as the manager. My mom likes to, she'll jump in the grain truck, ride along with me for a bit. Then she'll jump in the combine. And I think she thinks she's, you know, keeping us on the straight and narrow, making sure we know what we're doing.
So she comes along, she brings snacks.
She brings cookies. That's a good point. She brings cookies.
Retired, right? Like former teacher.
That's right. She's been retired for like 17, 18 years. And I don't know if you saw the video I posted from the grain truck. She jumps in the truck the first day, I think it was Sunday, and she's bubbly and excited and ready to go. And she's got chalk brush earrings.
Like the old-fashioned chalk brush.
Yeah, the old. And I said, Mom, what are those, popsicles? I couldn't really tell what they were at first. I look closer. They're chalk brush earrings.
Can't take the teacher out of her.
Yeah, I can't take it out. So I said, I did a little video and I said, are you okay if I put this online? She said, oh yeah, sure. Well, it got a lot of views, a lot of comments. And the next day she's like, Brad Wall liked that video and my hair is a total mess.
Wow. It was a cute video and I highly recommend it. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad it went well there. Today you jump right back in the saddle and you bring someone from the past.
Yes, exactly.
On the show here today.
John Gormley and Doug Richardson. So both of those fellows, you'll remember, were panelists when the federal election was going on. And we brought them in and we talked about the lead up to the federal election. Well, now it's been 5 months, 150 days. We've seen a lot happen, everything to do with trade and tariffs, the defense spending. Now the fall session has started. Pierre Poilievre wins the by-election. So we thought, you know, let's do a check-in with these two. So
Gormley's report card?
That's what we're looking for, a report card.
Oh, I can imagine what he's going to say here.
Does he have a red pen in his hand? I'm going to guess yes.
Well, this whole guns issue, I know.
Well, I mean, I've got a red pen on that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Seems like everyone does.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
And, you know, I don't know if you remember the long-barreled rifle registry that they tried a number of years ago. They spent millions and millions of dollars on that, only for it to get tossed out. It really did nothing but create a bunch of paperwork and cost a lot of money. Did nothing to deter crime and criminals from using guns. This is going to be the same thing. I've harped on this so many times. It's crazy.
Okay, well, lots to come on the Evan Bray Show. Nice to have you back.
Good to be here, my friend.
CJME News Time now, 727.